I don't know how to start this one. Haven't done it that way in a while. Welcome back to the Meat Weed Podcast. This week, I have finally been able to play the new Oblivion Remastered. And let me tell you right now, The thing about games like that is that you got to sit there for a while and play it. Because the thing about Oblivion is that it's not a new game, right? It's obviously old. It's been there for a while. It's 20 years old, I believe. I think so. Yeah, 20 years ago. November 22nd, 2005. That's pretty... God damn, dude. It's been a minute! It's been too long. Anyway, the thing about the remake is that it's the same game. It just looks way nicer, way more polished. And quite honestly, impressive. The way I could put it is, it still has the jank of the old world games, where it's like, if I shoot a fireball at someone's foot, they'll go flying for no reason. But the only difference is, it's in incredibly high definition, and I don't know, it's got its charm, you know? If you want to know how fucking far I am in it, well, I'm 70% done with the story. And the thing is, it's my first time ever playing the Oblivion game in general. I never played the original because I'm not, well, I hate to say it, but back then I was very poor. Like, I think around 2005, I was, 97, hang on, let me do some math, because I genuinely don't remember how old I was when it first came out. I was 8 years old. Okay, there we go. Jesus, that took too long. I was 8 years old when it first came out, and the thing I can tell you about my childhood is we were not well off. We were, any video game that we had was an extreme luxury, and we couldn't buy any more, you know. And I think, if I remember correctly, Oblivion was a PC-only game, and we really didn't have the best computer. We had those old ones that just had the letter E on it, and they were like off-white. They always looked like somebody was smoking in the room for too long around this thing, but that was just the color that it came in, you know. Like, it was this weird, not fully white color, and it was a gem to have, you know? Like, it was okay. We didn't do much on it. We didn't have internet. We were okay, you know? But to finally play a game that I remember hearing about years ago, it was nice, you know? It was nice finally playing it and thinking, holy shit, this is what I missed out my entire life just because, you know, circumstance. Not bad. Not bad, to be honest. It's not a bad game. By any means. But fuck me, is there so much to do in the game. It's very visually stimulating, you know what I mean? Like, when you first start playing, you can customize your character to look as stupid as you want. And honestly, I recommend you make him look very goofy. If you're like me, do this thing first, right? In my situation, I've never played the game before in my life, ever. So what I'm doing is I'm going with a basic build. I'm going with an orc? Yeah, I'm going with an orc, so it's all strength. And I'm doing the playthrough exactly as, like, as somebody who would first start playing one of these games would. No side quests, just straight story. And once I'm done with the story, I'm going to start over, but all side quests. And the funny part is, I'm almost done with the story, and I'm only level 5. Like, my character's only level 5, and I'm about to finish with the story, and he's strong as shit because I picked the specific build where, for whatever reason, he could club a man in half with a single hand, but he couldn't do math. Like, he's just incredibly stupid. And honestly, I've never done that in any of my playthroughs, where he's just incredibly dumb. But it's so fun, you know, just because, like, you try to do, like, persuasion dialogues and stuff, and you can't. You just can't. I don't know, man. This game is fun. I haven't had a game excite me like this in a minute. Mainly because I wasn't too excited about it, to be honest. Oblivion is one of those games where you know that you see Bethesda, you know there's going to be glitches. And I had a few of them, right? Like, the other day, I had to go swimming underwater. But for whatever fucking reason, my character decided to run on top of the water like he was fucking Jesus running a marathon. And I couldn't get in the water. No matter what I did, I had to reload a save. And then I thought, oh, it's a Bethesda game. Reload a save. That's what it is. That's how it works. It's funny, too. Hang on. Before I continue, I really want to thank you guys for the positive response that my my Tin Fish review got. I'm actually really excited about that. Views have started coming in, and every time I upload a YouTube short, it's actually getting a lot of views. Like, I've uploaded 2 YouTube shorts, kind of like a thing that YouTube makes you do this, right? You make a YouTube video, you have to upload YouTube shorts based on that video, and those individually got 1,000 views each. In fact, one of them just passed 2,000 views, so holy shit, thank you guys. Seriously, that's awesome. And I guess thank you YouTube for promoting it so much. I'm really surprised about... Oh, one more view came in. That's awesome. Dude, I got a dislike, but that's fine. The image is handsome Squidward. I don't know what else to do, you know? Like, what fish should I put? It has to be a fish, right? Also, there's a part in the video I wish I cut out because it was just kind of to pander to save time. But I left it in there in the final product. And honestly, it's just part of making videos. Dude, making YouTube videos is so fun, even if I'm not getting paid off of it, you know? Like, I'm having a good time doing it. But at the end of the day, there are people that make this a living. And I don't think I'll ever do that. But I do think I'm going to have a lot of fun getting more views and more clicks. Because people go on TikTok and they get famous. They blow up on one thing or anything. Or they blow up on one video and they just keep going. But other stuff that happens is they always migrate to YouTube. And TikTok fucking hates that. The only thing I hate to say, I really hate to say this, but guys, TikTok is still getting banned in the US. So YouTube's all we got. You know, like YouTube Shorts, some of them are fucking stupid. I hate to say it. YouTube Shorts has some of the stupidest fucking brain rot type ear-piercing videos I've ever seen. With hyperpigmented colors, and it's clearly made to like bait some children into clicking and watching it. But at the end of the day, that's all we got. You know, like, what else I got? Like, I have to make YouTube shorts now because that's kind of what the algorithm demands, and not just one or two. I made one or two already, right? I made one or two YouTube shorts already. I have to make way more, like at least 5 or 6. And the problem is, I don't like doing that because it oversaturates my YouTube channel, like the page. And also I have to, okay, wow, I'm really getting off topic. Elden Ring. Oblivion is awesome. Okay. Oblivion is fucking awesome. Let's put it that way. For some reason, when I first got the game, I kept calling it, what was it? Elden Ring? No, not Elden Ring. The something scrolls. Cause I know there's Oblivion, Skyrim, and then there's others, right? I just got an email. Nice. Thank you, Etsy, for spamming my fucking account. Also, I'm thinking of making an Etsy account to sell the painting that I have. But I'm probably just going to put it for like $20 each. The problem is I have no idea what I'm doing, and I have to pay $35 to make a store. And then I need a return address. And I don't want to use my house's address. I want to maybe open a P.O. box or something, which is going to cost more money. So that's on the back burner, because right now I'm dealing with a lot of financial issues. Not too big, don't get me wrong. I'll be okay, guys. I'll be okay. I love you guys. Thank you for listening, by the way. I really appreciate that. Also, our Patreon is mostly free. I am getting rid of the $5 tier just based on the fact that it seems greedy to me, you know? Like I love making the podcast and YouTube videos, and I shouldn't be charging you guys so much. You know, $1 and I'll do extra podcast episodes. But the problem is everyone unsubscribed to the Patreon. Like, I used to have exclusive Patreon-only episodes. They're gone. Or they're still there, but nobody has paid to... You know, I'm cooking something. I just heard a loud... Oh, shit. All right, I made it in time. It wasn't too bad. I just boiled over a bit. I'm making a soup. I love soup. Big fan of soup. There's less cholesterol in there. Oblivion... Listen, I'm dealing with Oblivion in one awkward way. It was the same thing that happened to me at Skyrim, right? And if you know, you know. And if you don't know, what the fuck? Okay, this doesn't make any sense. Hang on. Let me put it this way. There's a thing that happens in the game where you could turn into a vampire in Skyrim and in Oblivion, right? The problem is, in Skyrim, when you get rid of vampirism, it can happen again. It can happen over and over again. It's annoying, right? But the beautiful part is that in Oblivion, If you don't want to be a vampire, you can cure that. The problem is, once you've cured it once, you can no longer get it again. You're basically immune. It's like a virus. And it's kind of interesting to me because I thought I really wish they would implement that in Skyrim. And then I realized later why they didn't. People want to be vampires sometimes. They want to play the game where they can be a vampire, a creature of the night. Because a lot of the stuff you could do in the game, you can do it at night. It's just once the sun comes up, you just start taking damage and damage and damage. And I thought, why the hell am I dying? I'm just standing here. I thought I was poisoned or something. And I looked into my afflictions and it was vampirism. And I thought, oh, fuck. Great. Awesome. You ever seen an orc vampire? What was annoying to me was that for some reason when I became a vampire, he went bald. He looked like a perfectly chrome-dome Shrek. Like a perfectly bald Shrek. And it's just like, oh, okay. So I had to do this entire little quest. Where in Oblivion, it's much easier, okay? That's the best part about it. In Oblivion, to get rid of vampirism, super simple. All you gotta do is go to this one place south of the map, touch this stone, or you gotta offer it some sort of salt, which is right next to it for some reason. You just pick up the salt, put it on the rock, and you're cured of vampirism. Super simple, by the way. But for whatever reason, in Skyrim, it's so fucking difficult, dude. Like, in Skyrim, you have to go on an entire journey. And this guy, you have to meet him like at sunrise. And he's got to do a whole chant. And then you're cured of vampirism. And then guess what? You fight a vampire. Fucking happens again. Again. And then even if you get rid of vampirism in the old game, vampire hunters still come after you. What's the fucking point? You know? Bethesda, get your shit together. I don't even think it was Bethesda. Was Skyrim made by Bethesda? I don't think so. Let me look it up before I look like an idiot. I already do, okay? I don't know a lot of the technical terms in these video games. Okay. Skyrim. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, it was made by Bethesda. Okay, I got it right. It makes sense. Bethesda is known for their glitches, and Skyrim has the funny thing with the horse where you can walk up the side of a mountain just by tapping the jump button. And I think Oblivion has it too. Like, I've been doing this thing where I'll shut the Oblivion gates by, instead of going through the whole trial on the outside of this giant castle that's in the middle you gotta destroy, I just jump constantly. Also, the other day I did this thing as a little challenge for myself. I got this stepper thing where you could, like, stand on it and step on it to do, like, it like mimics going up the stairs, and I got it cheap on the TikTok shop. I'm not gonna plug it or anything, but like I did this challenge for myself where as I'm in the Oblivion gate, I started walking on the thing and I wouldn't stop walking until I closed the Oblivion gate. So I'm sitting there with a controller in my hand, standing straight up, stepping until the point near the end where I'm fucking exhausted and I just keep going because I got lost. So, and keep in mind, the challenge was I could not stop walking until I closed the gate. And the moment I closed the gate, I sat my ass down. I like that challenge. I'm going to do it again. I'm not going to record it. It's a challenge for myself, okay? Hey, while I have you guys on the podcast listening, what YouTube video should I make next? I have a few ideas, but I don't know. I did the MRE review. I don't know what else to do. I have one idea, but yeah, I have a few ideas, actually. Hang on. No, I don't know. I have no idea. Fuck. Maybe. I mean, summer's coming up. If that makes no sense to you, me neither. I'm sorry. There's a lot of stuff that I've been looking into, and some of it has actually impressed me in the past, where there's this lady who was Amish on TikTok, and she was explaining how to make her own jam and how long it lasts in the fridge or how long it lasts on the shelf, anywhere cool and dry, you know? I kind of want to try it. It's very simple. Her recipe is way simpler than the one I used to make. I used to make one where it's just sugar, fruit, and a bit of heat and stirring a lot. It's a lot more complicated than it is, than it should be. Because the lady in the TikTok made a video where she just boils natural fruit juice with no artificial ingredients. And then she gets pectin, puts it in there, and then puts it in jars. And when they cool down, they're ready. That's it. The one that I had, you have to cut all the fruits in half. And quarter them, cover them in sugar, wait like 30 minutes so all the juices are extracted, and then start mashing it. It makes a paste, and then you cook down the paste. But that's a lot of work. Also, a lot of sticky work. It's like working with candy. You know how when candy makers are cooking sugar, how hot sugar, first off, hot sugar is incredibly painful to get on your skin. It'll take your skin right off. But also the anything it lands on, good luck cleaning it off, because it doesn't just come off. You got to work on it. You really got to take off that sugar. Because sugar, when melted, is caramel. And like hot caramel is stupidly painful like to deal with and to get on your skin. DIY projects aside, I've been looking into Oblivion memes more. One specifically has caught my eye. I want to find a game, in-game, like Skooma, which... It's funny to me, right? I've been seeing these memes where people take a fuck ton of Skooma and they just go crazy in the game. Now, I want to try that, because the thing is, in the old games, like in Skyrim, period, that's it. In Skyrim, you could not really do much with Skooma. It just restored health and stamina, and then became addictive. Like, that was it. But in the new game, you could take as much as you want, and you could go fucking nuts with it. There's some guy that actually, he made a video where he took like 30 of them, and after escaping, like, or after fighting a guard, he just booked it running. And like he got like over a mountain in a split second. It was like a 2-second sprint over the mountain, and of course they didn't catch him. They were full stride on a horse, and he outran them on foot, which is fucking awesome, by the way. But also, I'm just thinking, isn't that just in-game crack? We have an opioid epidemic in a fictional world. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, there's no escaping reality, man. Like, if you're one of those people that play video games to escape reality, first off, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. That is not the way to do that. That's unhealthy, by the way. But you're not alone. I used to do that. And let me tell you right now, it's not a good way to live your life. Eventually, you come to reality and it's like, well, life's still been going, you know? Like, you just haven't been there to witness it. It's annoying. Don't get me wrong. Once you snap out of it, it's not too bad. But in the game, I was playing it and I just had a great time. And I was like, fuck. Oh my God. I've been stammering a lot. Holy shit. That wasn't even a fumble, dude. That was fucking... I tumbled down a hill saying that shit. That was hard. That was really bad. Like... reminds me of that fucking... That guy that stammered, or that guy that stuttered really badly, and then he just stops and goes, bro, damn. What the fuck was I saying? What the fuck was I talking about? I lost my train of thought. Again. Fuck. Fully. Anyway, in-game, it's fun to play video games, but keep your mind out of it for long enough, just because, like, you know, you got friends and family, you gotta be with them, you know? You gotta enjoy your real life. Go out for a walk. Eat healthy. Lose weight. Lose more weight. And then gain it back with muscle. Yeah, I've been working out. I've no longer been trying to lose weight. It just started happening naturally, just based on the fact that I've been eating healthier. But by eating healthier, I mean we don't buy pints of ice cream and eat them in 2 days anymore. Dude, ice cream is like super good, by the way. If you guys ever wonder what my favorite food is, it's definitely pecan praline ice cream. I forget what it's called. Not butter pecan. That one's good, but there's another one. Pecan praline, where it's like pecans, but they're sugar-coated. And they're submerged in, like, vanilla ice cream with, like, caramel stripes. I don't know. It's super good, though. Really, really good, by the way. Oh, my God. Am I really out of breath talking about food? Maybe I haven't lost the weight that I thought. Yeah, that was embarrassing. That was too embarrassing. Oh, shit. Another thing. Drink water. A lot of water. It's getting hot. This summer is probably going to be the hottest on record. I'm going to be saying that every year from now on. If you guys listened last year around this time and the year prior, I've just been saying that. Like, oh, it's going to be the hottest summer on record. No, this one. No, this one. And how many years am I going to keep saying that? You know? Like, at some point, it's got to stop. But, yeah, at some point, it's got to, like, calm down, right? I mean, Earth isn't known for mass extinctions, is it? This is a very pessimistic episode. They've all been pretty fucking bad lately, I'm not gonna lie. I just want to talk about video games.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I just woke up. Maybe that's what it is. I had a nightmare. I don't remember what it was, but I had a nightmare. I love when I run out of ideas, so I just pause the recording and start going on TikTok. And the first thing I saw was Jojo DiSalvo posting a video or a TikTok where he's got his friend playing Folsom Prison on the guitar or in the acoustic. And meanwhile, he's hooked up to like electric nodules where he's slowly building up the pressure and just tasing his friend slightly more and more each time. It's like... It's just funny to me because he's fucking... He's really just getting his ass tased, right? But the challenge is he's got to sing Folsom Prison while it just gets worse and worse. And it really does just get worse and worse. He has it on pulse mode. So it'll turn off and then turn on. Turn off and turn on. But when it turns on, it's much stronger. And at some point, he's unable to grab the guitar properly. He's just fucking trying to sing. He just goes, "My mama told me, son." And he like stops playing the acoustic because he physically can't move his hand anymore. Oh my god. Okay, dude, I need to talk about those. The electric machines that you could buy on, like, I think Walmart and, like, online sketchy websites where they have, like, a pad that you put in your muscle and you slowly electrocute yourself. Look, those are actually really fucking dangerous. And when I was a kid, not even a kid, like a teenager, when I was a teenager, I actually put one on my stomach and I thought it would give me abs. All it gave me was diarrhea. And I don't know how the hell that worked, but... The funny part is I also put it on my pecs, and you are not supposed to do that. You are not supposed to do that. I looked it up online where it's like, if you put it near your heart, it could stop it. It could fucking kill you straight up. But you have to put it at the highest setting or something and just instantly just lights out. Which, if that's the goal, that's a horrifying goal. But these electric things, I don't know how they're still for sale, right? Because the brand he's using, I immediately recognize. That's a Walmart brand. That's the Equate. The funny part about those is you could still buy them. Maybe I will do something with that. That just gave me a great idea. I just thought of the worst idea. And it's honestly... oh, god damn it. Look, I like making videos, right? But when I start hurting myself for the sake of it, it just... No, I don't... Fuck it, maybe. Because I know those. Those things don't really hurt. They just make you tense up. Basically, what it does is activates your muscles... And it's an involuntary reflex. It's kind of like when you get a cramp. It's a self-induced cramp, but it's not as painful. Oh my god, I just got so many ideas, dude. So many fucking ideas from this one TikTok. But also, the main reason I didn't have the idea before is because Equate, I did not know they made those. And now that I know, your boy's going to the pharmacy. Okay. Oh, I need to mention something. If you guys have a book that you want to recommend, I would more than happy to read it. There's someone who recommended the Wilderness Survival Set. It's 4 books, and it's just basic shit about living outdoors, along with this really thick book where it's the Book of Unusual Knowledge. I love that book. It's really fun. I'll be reading it sometimes, and then I'll think, hey, this would make a great podcast episode, or this would make a great travel vlog. And then I look closely, and it's like, oh, it's 500 miles from my current location. Never mind. Why is everything so far from me? I thought living in California, everything would be nearby. Everything is in the Midwest. Everything is further out. You know what I mean? Like, the thing about California, the thing about the United States is that everything is here, right? Like, within the borders of California alone, there's a lot of stuff to do. But in the United States entirely, every town has something to offer. Something small or something big, but you never know. This book essentially tells you, hey, there's an art piece over here, and it'll be like hundreds of miles away from the nearest town. And this one over here is within arm's reach. This one over here is a small drive away. But the thing is, there's just so many little oddities in the United States, and you really can't see them on one day or even a week. You need a full year to go around looking at everything. There are so many places in the United States alone we can go sightseeing. Let me tell you right now, there's a fuck ton more than you would ever realize. Like, of all the things that I could tell you. It's like traveling in the U.S. is fucking crazy. Like, I've done it before, right? When I was a truck driver, or when I was an over-the-road truck driver, you could go very far, but also you can realize how vast and empty it is. There's a lot more room for expansion, is what I'm saying. But also, Wyoming. Dude, I think Wyoming's the one place left where you don't have anything. Like, you can genuinely take a horse back. Like, you can get on a horse, grab a tent, maybe some cooking equipment, walk around for weeks and not see another person. And people like that, you know? They like the whole, the old, the Western, old-fashioned look. And that's fucking sick, actually. I like it, you know? It's real classic, that one. But, not everyone likes that, you know? Some people like a big city, and there's a lot of those, too. Don't get me wrong. Fucking New York, for example. And, where else? San Francisco. There's a lot of big cities here. I just don't know how I feel about them recently, because, I don't know. The prices are stupid high. People have been sick and tired of San Francisco now, so they're leaving. And I just found out last week that a lot of people are moving close by. Great. I like my small town. I like how small and comfortable it is. I don't like it getting too big. So they're going to come from further towns and just fuck shit up. I sound so intolerant. Holy shit. Holy shit, that was bad. I didn't mean it that way, man. I just like less people. I can't explain what the fuck is wrong with me, but when I talk in the podcast, this has been happening lately. This is a recent phenomenon. I don't know if anyone could help me with it, but when I'm talking into the microphone, my nose starts clogging. It doesn't clog anywhere else. It's just here in the studio. I'll be talking, and after about 5 or 10 minutes, my nose gets clogged. What the fuck happens? Like, I can't figure it out. And for whatever reason, it happens every time I'm recording, so I have to stop, breathe out somewhere else, and then just come back. And whatever it is, I don't know what it is, right? But it's annoying me. It's pissing me off. It's not stopping, and right now you can probably hear it. I don't know if you can or not. See, that's the best I could read. I think it might be the microphone itself. It just clicked. Oh my god, do I need a new one? If I need a new one, I cannot afford that right now. Like, actually, like, at all. Fuck, dude, fuck. We're kind of screwed on the podcast if we have a need for electronics, because it costs money. Yay. This is embarrassing. The last minute of the podcast, and I had to run in the bathroom to poop. How embarrassing. This is what happens when you're older and you eat fiber. Fiber. Gotta eat fiber, everyone. Fiber. I know I just made someone's day worse. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meat Weed Podcast. I'm debating on whether or not starting an Etsy shop. If I do start one, I'm going to have to buy advertisements, which is going to cost money. An Etsy shop costs $35, which costs money. I'm going to have to close the Patreon's $5 tier, which costs money. YouTube videos have been doing good. That's free, at least. I might just do the free thing. Anyway, my ears are itching. That means something is talking in the other room, and I'm really curious to see what's going to happen. I heard something about a cake. I love cake. Listen, I know this podcast means a lot to like three of you people, but I'm going to be completely honest. It means even more to me. I love doing this podcast because it's so fun and easy to do. But you know what's actually really difficult? Doing art pieces. That's it, really. To be honest, that's more fun than anything. I'll be doing art, and then like I think three of them I've sold, which I actually have written on a ledger here, and I keep track of how much they've sold for and how much money. Because the thing is, I have this thing. Oh yeah, you know what? I think I've never mentioned it in the podcast. I don't put a price on my art pieces. You guys tell me what you want to pay it for. You know, if it's $5, I don't mind, as long as you cover shipping. At some point, if you pay a low enough amount, you'll have to cover shipping, because then I just make a loss. But if it's a high enough amount, I'll cover shipping. So it goes back to me and I end up making less money anyway, which is fine. All I care about is that my art pieces are getting out there. You know what I mean? But at the moment, since I moved into the house, I don't have access to my old address, and I want a P.O. box. I don't want to give out my address, especially the new house. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meat Weed Podcast. If you are interested in art pieces, please DM me, email me. And if you want to be in the next episode of the podcast, let me know what ideas you have. Because there have been some people that, sadly, when I talked about it in the last episode, they turned away. And I'm sorry, you know? But there are some of you that I do want on the podcast. It's just the criteria is a bit weird, you know, because I'm weird. Let's face it, I'm weird. It's not even like a secret at this point. Anyway, I'll see you guys next week, and I'm working on new art pieces. I will let you guys know in the future. Bye-bye.